AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. With no signs of an end to the government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are reveling over this.
We've seen performative stunts and TikToks and photo shoots across every inch of this Capitol. We've seen Democrats actually toast themselves on the balcony of the DCCC last night, while their colleagues voted in the Senate to keep the government closed for the 10th time.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans need to start talking.
The only way forward is for Republicans to finally decide to sit down with Democrats, negotiate a bipartisan path forward, reopen the government, pay our hardworking federal employees, and address the health care crisis that Republicans have created.
A new AP NORC Center poll finds most Americans see the shutdown as a significant problem. The AP's Lindley Sanders reports all of the major players are being blamed.
About 6 in 10 U.S. adults say Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress have a great deal or quite a bit of responsibility for the shutdown. And more than half say that about Democrats in Congress. It's worth noting about 7 in 10 Americans believe each of these groups has at least a moderate amount of blame for the lapse in federal spending.
President Trump says he's now turning his attention to bringing Russia's war in Ukraine to an end and is weighing providing Kyiv long-range weaponry as he looks to prod Moscow to the negotiating table. Israel's National Institute of Forensic Medicine identified the remains of two more hostages returned from Gaza as officials and families warned Hamas to hand over the bodies of those still held. Israel says an airstrike in August killed the chief of staff of Yemen's Houthi rebels. The group acknowledged his death today. The incident further escalates tensions between the Houthis and Israel, despite a ceasefire holding in the Gaza Strip. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging higher in the early going on Wall Street with more help from technology companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 75 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Tech stocks helped lead the way after Taiwan Semiconductor reported a big jump in profit. TSMC is a critical player in the AI frenzy and makes chips for companies including NVIDIA. NVIDIA's stock rose 1.7%. J.B. Hunt soared more than 18%. The freight and logistics company turned in results that easily beat Wall Street's forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
For the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more has dropped. But a new report says cuts to federal staff and programs that address chronic disease could endanger that progress. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.